Hi, everybody. My name is Adelie, and I have the privilege of serving as a volunteer with Gather. I grew up in a Christian home and went to Christian schools most of my life. I considered myself a Christian because we went to church on Sundays and thought that God would love me as long as I did what he said to do in the Bible. I felt that I had to earn his love by being the good little Christian girl who did all the right things. It wasn't until later that I truly understood that I didn't need to work for or earn my salvation, but that Jesus Christ was the perfect sacrifice for my sin through his death, burial, and resurrection. Throughout junior high and high school, I was made fun of and rejected often. I was either not enough or too much, not funny enough, not pretty enough, or too serious or too sensitive. In addition to these difficulties at school, my home life was not always a safe place. We were that family that fought in the car and then walked into church like we were perfect and nothing was wrong. My dad often came home stressed and angry, which left me feeling like I was walking on eggshells. I never knew how he would respond to me, and the instability led to a few different responses. I would isolate and avoid him altogether, act if everything was great and just stifle my voice, or speak my mind, which often led to conflict. As a result of these environments, I found myself searching for security, approval, and affirmation any way that I could get it. My main way of escaping instability growing up was through sports, with soccer being my favorite by far. I looked forward to soccer practice and games where I excelled, but what I didn't know at the time was that while I was seeking security and approval in sports, God was seeking me and pursuing a relationship with me. There was a season where we no longer attended church as a family. When my brother and I were old enough to go by ourselves, we found a new church home. This became another place for me to belong and be accepted. It was where I began to understand what it meant to have a relationship with Christ and to grow in that relationship. At the same time, I was still very much finding my security and significance in what others thought of me and continued to escape through soccer. But that wouldn't last much longer. My senior year of high school, I suffered a broken leg while playing soccer. I had played sports since I was 4 years old, and in an instant, that part of my life was ripped away. Cue an identity crisis. I didn't know who I was without sports. During this extremely difficult time in my life, there was some conflict with some friends at church. It was not dealt with well by all involved and left me deeply hurt. I felt abandoned and betrayed by my friends, pastor, and God. I felt like I was all alone and became extremely isolated and depressed. Left without my usual way of escape through sports, I began to seek out pornography and live in a fantasy world to avoid the realities and stresses of the real world. Flash forward to college, where I, in my pain, surrounded myself with others who were not seeking the Lord. I drifted further and further from a walk with him. After being rejected so much of my life, I finally felt like I had a lot of friends. I didn't think about how selfish I was or what harm I caused as long as I was being affirmed and accepted by others. Looking back, I can see where I left a trail of destruction and broken relationships. I continued to pursue pornography while also acting on lustful thoughts, partying, and inappropriate relationships. These things that I thought would bring enjoyment and fulfillment ultimately left me lonely, hurt, and unsatisfied. After graduating college, I moved to Dallas for a job. And over time, I grew tired of the party scene, which never actually satisfied. I had heard of Watermark Community Church and finally went about 10 years ago when a friend invited me to go to The Porch, Watermark's young adult ministry. The message was exactly what I needed to hear at the time, and I soon got connected and became a member. Over these past 10 years, the Lord has transformed my life. I now truly understand that Christ died for my sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. I no longer have to work for his approval or worry about not being enough for him because he loves me no matter what. Although I don't always obey him in all I do, I know his love for me never fails. Though he is transforming my life, I still struggle to find my significance and approval in God alone and what he says about my worth in the Bible. He is showing me that I still seek the approval of man and that I long for people to like and accept me. This longing plays out a lot in my work relationships. Often when we have staff meetings, my thoughts and fears take me back to junior high all over again, where I wonder, who will I sit with? Will somebody sit by me? Do they even like me? And because of the many painful experiences I have encountered, I often negatively interpret and think someone is talking bad about me, or I withdraw so they don't have the chance. I have to fight the battle to not see things through this negative lens. The way that I fight that battle is to pray to the Lord and ask for help and to meditate on what he says in Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. My biggest prayer is that the Lord would help me to pursue others and love them well instead of focusing on if they will accept or affirm me. Thankfully, even though I might at times feel like I need to earn others' love and affection, God freely loves me and accepts me perfectly and completely. I don't have to earn salvation or his love because, as Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. He freely gave his life for mine when he became the perfect sacrifice for my sins on the cross. If you do not know Christ as your Lord and Savior, please feel free to talk with anyone wearing a lanyard, and we would love the opportunity to speak with you and share the hope that we have found in Christ. Thank you so much for letting me share my story with you.